Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
FBI Director Cash Patel. Does he get enough publicity? If you could get a little more publicity, it would be very...
Trust me, after today, Donald Trump is going to wish that he didn't say that. And I've had to make a prediction. Cash Patel is going to be probably the next person out of this administration. We have seen Donald Trump go down the line as, you know, he's cognitively declining. He's losing his mind. He wants to go after his political opponents and the people around him, he feels, can't get it done. So, you know, Pam Bondi, gone. Kristi Noem, gone. Who's next? Well, might be Cash Patel, especially after today. Saw this meme online. Cash Patel, beers number one, beers one, Epstein arrests zero. Obviously, this is, you know, a picture that I feel like has now come back to haunt Cash Patel again after his hearing today that we're going to get into. First, I want to play this clip. This is former FBI Director James Comey talking a little bit about the idea of being FBI director and that you can't be drunk on the job. And the testimony we saw today when Cash Patel is being, you know, directly asked about these allegations, he loses his damn mind. We're going to talk about it. Before we get into all of it, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Awkward channel. And mean a lot if you go right down below, make sure you hit like and subscribe on this video and check out my YouTube channel, Kristi Mowry, getting closer and closer to 250,000 subscribers. It really means a lot how much support you guys have shown lately. Truly, I appreciate you. And here on the Adam Awkward channel, you guys have shown a massive amount of support. We, you know, crossed 2 million followers. Adam and I love each and every one of you. It helps us out when you go down, hit like, like and share the video. Excuse me. Helps us in the algorithm. You guys are the best. All right, let's hop right into this. Take a listen to this from James Comey.
There's, I assume, the rules about not drinking on property, you know, are there, you know, for standards reasons at the FBI, but just as a broader part about responsibility, like you need to be on your game if something comes up.
Yes. 24 hours a day. It's the reason that the FBI director gets no vacation, because the idea is you're on all the time. And so I could never be intoxicated. I remember I went to a wedding in Iowa of one of my wife's family members, and I went to the wedding reception, and I'm sure I had a drink or two, but it was really important that I not be intoxicated. So I went back to my room early, left my wife to party with the relatives. She came home, and she may have had more glasses than I had. And then she accidentally placed something on top of an emergency button that the security team had placed in the room. And so within 10 seconds, there was a pounding on the door, and she opened the door, and there were stacks of agents in their underwear. And so she looked down the hallway and down either side of the hall, what they call in law enforcement, a stack. So agents stacked one behind the other with their weapons out, demanding to see me. And she said, "He's fine. I can see he's over in the bed sleeping." And they said, "Man, we need to come in and see the director." She said, "Okay." She let one of the agents step in and see me sleeping. I slept through the whole thing, believe it or not, and was not drunk, but slept through the whole thing. So to my mind, when I heard stories about it, whether they're true or not, I don't know, of the agents being unable to reach the director, reminded me of that story. They found it on the door and what needed to see the director. And of course, there I was, not intoxicated, but asleep.
I mean, that is absolutely nuts, but gives some really needed perspective about the story that we heard that, again, Cash Patel, we got this bombshell article that he, you know, drinks a lot. He's had to be helped because he's been heavily intoxicated, and he was so intoxicated he couldn't be reached, and they had to use essentially like the SWAT uses this equipment to, you know, barge down doors. They had to use that equipment, pull out that team to get Cash Patel, like, to be able to make sure he was okay. And that's, you know, when you hear a story like this, wow, that's nuts. They had to go through that, those lengths, you know, because here within 10 seconds in the middle of the night, they're banging on the door. His wife answers, "We need to see the FBI director now." It really shows, you know, how intoxicated Cash Patel must have been. This will make sense in a second, but again, this is kind of, will give you an idea of how Cash Patel's day went. FBI Director Cash Patel, fact check, Chris Van Hollen. They went back and forth. I'm about to show you the video. FBI Director Cash Patel accuses Chris Van Hollen of spending, you know, $7,000 at an open bar for, you know, because he drinks in the middle of the day. People quick to point out, fact check, catering for event. Nobody said it was your bar tab. You drunk. This person says you drunk little, quote, you drunk little midget. again, B, lobby bar, purpose of disbursement, catering for event. I guess Kash Patel feels like catering for, if you spend $7,000 catering for a big event in a bar, that means you spend $7,000 on drinks. Let's take a listen.
Here we are. Testimony of Kash Patel, taken in the presence of a full quorum of the grand jury, Thursday, October 13th, 2022. Good. We're good to go. Oop. Oh, man, there were exhibits. And all the exhibits have been redacted. Not much there. Oh, no info there. Everything redacted. Everything redacted. Redacted? Redacted, 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 redacted. Redacted, 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 until the court reporter says, okay, we're off the record. Except for one thing. This one line shows Kash Patel saying, so, upon the advice of counsel, I'll be invoking my Fifth Amendment privilege. So this is when he asserted his privilege, not when he testified. So the search must go on.
So that was Kash Patel testifying in relation to Jeffrey Epstein. We really learned nothing. He asserted his Fifth Amendment rights, which I want to point out raises a lot of questions that not enough people are talking about. Let's go to Kash Patel and Senator Van Hollen. Got to watch this clip, and then I'll show you some more of Kash Patel melting down today. Take a listen.
So there have been no occasions during your tenure when FBI personnel were unable to promptly reach you?
Absolutely not. You can ask my entire workforce. They hear from me at every single hour of the day, as do these great gentlemen here, as do the men and women of the interagency and state and local law enforcement in the White House.
And so there have been no occasions when your security detail had difficulty waking or locating you. Is that right?
Nope, it's a total farce. I don't even know where you get this stuff, but it doesn't make it credible because you say so.
I'm not saying it, Director Patel. It's been written and documented.
You are literally saying it.
No, I'm saying that these are reports, Director Patel. No.
And unlike your baseless reports, the only person that was slinging margaritas in El Salvador on the taxpayer dollar with a convicted gangbanging rapist was you.
You know, the
only person that ran up a $7,000 bar tab in Washington, D.C. at the lobby bar was you.
This
so the only individual in this room
that's
been drinking on taxpayer dime during
are
the day
you polygraphing?
Is you.
Director Patel, come on. These are serious allegations that were made against you. They're
the allegations
in a lawsuit
are
that
false.
You filed.
You drinking margaritas with a gangbanger
actually,
is true and on
it
video.
It just goes to show you.
You
don't,
running a $7,000 bar tab at the lobby bar
Patel,
has been filed by your own
this
office.
This goes
to
show.
Drink during the day. That's Chairman, you.
Are you willing to take the test, that it's called the audit test, that members of our active duty military and others take to determine whether they have a drinking problem?
I'll take any test you're willing to take.
I will take it, Director Patel. I'll take it. You ready to take it?
Let's go.
Yes or no?
Let's go. Side by side.
I'll take it. All right.
So Kash Patel says he'll take it, so I want to see that. But this 2 minute and 11 second clip, it's such an embarrassment for this country. It is so embarrassing. Kash Patel is acting like a child. And again, this whole thing started because Kash Patel said, you're saying this, you're making this accusation. Senator Van Hollen being very, you know, professional there and respectful, just reading the whole, you know, 90% of the reason they're there to talk about this, you know, bombshell article that we got. So he's saying, I'm not making these claims. I'm just asking you about this huge article we all know about. Kash Patel losing his damn mind and then acting like a complete partisan child. And it's so, again, it is so disgraceful. And we have the reporting that not only is the drinking absolutely true, but he is so paranoid to lose his job. And these people have no shame. Like, this guy has literally no shame. He will defend Donald Trump at every single instance. And his only way out, the only way to do that, is to act like a complete man-child like Donald Trump does and make claims like Senator Van Hollen ran up $7,000 at an open bar because he drinks during the day, when this is literally just a FAC Form 3, itemized disbursement, excuse me, when he catered an event, you know, as under, you know, his Senate campaign, Van Hollen for Senate. That's not very unusual. Costs a lot of money to have 100 people at a bar you know, for a Senate event, costs a lot of money to run for office. So to spend $7,000, quote, catering for event, and then to frame that as Senator Van Hollen, $7,000 at an open bar, is so incredibly, incredibly dishonest. Let's go to the next one.
Well, we need a serious budget, but we also need serious leadership. And I will say this, there is one clear priority in Trump's overall budget, and it isn't law and order, it is war. Because while Trump is proposing cuts to programs that really do keep people safe, he wants to increase war spending by $500 billion. And I don't need to tell anyone here, we are not going to bomb our way to safer communities. So I intend to help rip that budget up and write bills that keep families safe. But beyond that budget, we need serious leadership at the FBI that the American people can trust. And I am deeply concerned about the reports that your leadership has not been serious. We need somebody at this agency who's focused on solving criminal cases, not passing out branded bourbon or jetting around the globe. Your job is to be reachable. And I know Senator Van Hollen asked you about this, but I got to say, if you want to pass out liquor or pop bottles in a locker room, stick to podcasting. Leave law and order to people who really do care about justice and appearances. That is really critical. And it's what I am really deeply concerned about, and so are many people. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Can I respond? This is what real leadership looks like at the FBI. Every one of you was given it. This is what's happened under my tenure at the FBI and the Trump administration. 20-point drop in the homicide rate, 45,000 violent offenders arrested last year, twice as many as 2024, 2,450 criminal gangs disrupted, that's a 322% increase from 2024, 6,900 child victims have been located since I've been in the seat, that's a 144% increase, 2,900 child predators and human traffickers arrested, that's a 70% increase, and we've arrested 8 of the top 10 most wanted fugitives in the world in 14 months, that's twice as many in the 4 years combined. That is what the men and women of the FBI are doing, well-resourced. Everyone should take a look at this. If people want to continue the baseless, fraudulent, false personal attacks at me, that's great. Keep the target on me, as I've always said, but the mission has never been better.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just respond to those.
Senator Murray.
I appreciate the work of our FBI agents, but leadership, serious leadership, is a concern. And we are seeing the pictures of passing out branded bourbon and what happened at the Olympics, jetting around the globe and all the rest of it. And that, I will say again, Mr. Chairman, is of deep concern to me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, exactly. And that was really, really well said in the beginning. And I appreciate Senator Murray's response, you know, saying, look, like, I appreciate the work of the FBI, but you're not addressing any of what I just said, the deep concerns about leadership, the, you know, falling apart and hyper-politicization of the FBI, just like the DOJ and the CDC and all the rest of the three-letter agencies that are being, you know, all the civil servants are being replaced with loyalists. But also, like, you know, a lot of Kash Patel's statistics, I would imagine, are dishonest, knowing this administration. But I also know, like, some of the things he's saying just shouldn't be touted. The bar is in the ground. This is, you're the FBI director. You're like, look, I do my job. Amazing. Maybe you should be more reachable. One of those was a 20% or 20 point, I think he said, reduction in the homicide rate. It's like, you know, violent crime and the homicide rate has been consistently declining in this country for like 50 straight years. Republican, Democrat, left, right, up, down. It's always been going down. That trend has not changed under Donald J. Trump. It's going down. So it's like, look, violent crime rates dropped. It's like, wow, they've been dropping every year for 50 years straight. Obviously, generally it's not a straight line. It's obviously a little bumpy, but continues. Obviously, there's a clear trend downward. So it's like some of these things are just not particularly impressive to me. Again, this was the Kash Patel meltdown. Like, and it's so insane to watch that happen, especially with Senator Van Hollen being so respectful. Let's go to one last clip here. Take a listen.
Have you had a chance to listen to or read about Brian Driscoll's statements about what you said to him and the reasons for his firing?
No, I have not, sir.
Okay. So let me just say this, Mr. Director. In your response to me earlier, where you had a little bit of a blow up, you made a couple provably false statements.
So did you.
No, Mr. Director, I was reading about and asking you to respond to allegations that are made. In fact, I was giving you an opportunity to do that. And you took that opportunity. But in the process, you made these provably false statements that I know are sort of like urban legend in right-wing media about margaritas in El Salvador, which is provably false. And so coming from the mouth of an FBI director to make provably false statements in a hearing like this is extremely troubling. And it leads me to ask whether or not the other things you've been saying are false statements. And so that's a provably false statement. You made a couple others that are provably false. And this is from the mouth of the FBI director.
The only one that made false statements is you.
My final question to you, Mr. Director, is do you know that it is a crime to lie to Congress? Do you know that? That's my last question.
I have not lied to Congress.
I didn't ask you that.
Lied to Congress is you.
I'm not testifying here, sir, and I don't lie.
Maybe the next time you run up a $7,000 bar tab, we can talk about it.
Well, see, there you go. Lying again. You suggested
in the FEC report. I'll post it right now.
You suggested it was public. It wasn't public money, as you know. That was for a 50-member staff party.
So it was a $7,000 bar tab.
Mr. Patel, okay. I'm glad. Let me just say in closing, Mr. Chairman, two things. I'm glad that you have agreed to take the test regarding, you know, whether you have alcohol problems. I'm glad you agreed with me to do that. You still haven't answered my final question. Do you know, Mr. Director, that it is a crime to lie to Congress? Do you know that?
I do not lie to Congress.
I didn't ask you that.
And you're insinuating that I am.
I asked you whether you know. You want to
correct your time in this session where you got steamrolled by the facts so you can have a Twitter narrative.
Mr. Director.
Raise more money and spend more money on $7,000
bonus. Just let the record
I'm not
show,
Mr.
Give
it
Chairman.
To you.
The director of the FBI apparently does not want to answer the question about whether or not it's a crime to lie to Congress. And I find that extremely troubling.
I find it troubling that you lie to the American people
law
every day.
You are a disgrace, Mr. Director.
Not nearly as big as
the fact that you can't answer that question, I will. That concludes my questioning, Mr. Chairman. But I'm obviously very troubled.
Man, huge shout outs to Senator Van Hollen. Okay, Kash Patel is a little man baby. And he, like, again, it is so important in politics that you have people who know what they're doing and are not children. Senator Van Hollen obviously caring about what he does, as opposed to this guy right here. What a loser. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Make sure you hit like and subscribe on this video and check out my YouTube channel. My name is Chris Maurer. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockler channel. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you in the next one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.